First Timothy 4:1 warns us that in the last days the people will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. There is an alarming trend in Christianity where the very Word of God is under attack. And this trend is a movement, it's called the Emergent Church. It claims to be Christian, but it's not. In fact, it's a rejection of biblical Christianity. Some of the top things wrong with the Emergent Church is that they do not believe that the Bible is the authoritative Word of God. They do not believe in a literal hell, they do not believe in a coming judgment, and they believe that the cross of Christ is offensive. They discourage rational thinking as well as clear biblical teaching, and they believe in spiritual experiences more than in the scriptures, as well as embracing mystical practices that are not found in God's Word. Simply put, they are preaching a different gospel. So, these dangerous false teachings, they're finding their way into many churches and Christian colleges and seminaries around the world at an alarming rate. SO4J TV set out to find out what is biblically wrong with the Emergent Church. So we talked to pastor and author Bob DeWay about all this, along with his book, The Emergent Church, Undefining Christianity. You know, we have all this and we have more on SO4J TV. Can you tell our viewers why, first of all, you wrote the book, and maybe give us a brief description of what the Emergent Church is?
I decided that I would research this and write a book about it so that I could unpack some of these ideas. They're very hard to understand for most people because even the thinking behind emergent isn't how most of us have been trained to look at the world and how we think. Well, what's way bigger than just emergent churches is the thinking behind the emergent church. And it's called postmodern theology. And this has infiltrated most of the Christian colleges, and it's how our young people are being trained. And that's what I'm even more alarmed about. And so this thinking, which creates the undefining Christianity, as I call it, is the biggest threat and the biggest problem, because young people are being trained in this. And what's going to happen in the future is that as people are coming out of the Bible colleges and seminaries, and as the older pastors are retiring, this emergent type thinking is going to come right into all the mainstream churches.
Now, don't they say something like the world is getting better? It's emerging? Or how do they use that term, emerging?
Okay, let me talk about emerging. The concept is both a philosophical and a theological concept, emergence. In fact, there's something they call emergence theory. And a lot of very sophisticated philosophers and thinkers started undermining the possibility that we could know truth validly. They attacked every possible way that we could validly know truth to the point where you were left with no hope and despair. The amazing thing is they're calling this hope. How can you say, I can't know the truth, I can't know the truth, I can't know the Bible, I can't know science, I can't know anything because it's all relative, and then say, now I have hope? So that was what mystified me. How can hopelessness be turned into hope? That made no sense. And that got my research heading in the right direction. I had to find out how they're claiming to have hope when they hopelessly think they can't know. So postmodernism is the idea that you really can't know the truth. Life is about relationships, experiences.
What is the implications of that, you know, that kind of thinking?
You don't have any definitions, so you can imagine the world however you want. You imagine God how you want to imagine God. You imagine the future how you want to imagine the future. You imagine man however you want to imagine man. You imagine the world we live in however you want to imagine it. We can imagine a world where everything's beautiful. We can imagine a world where there's no hunger or there's no problems. We can imagine a world where God is in everything and everything is finding its way back to God. Where we can imagine a world where all paths lead to God. We can have an imaginary world and make that imaginary world coherent. That's one of the issues we talk about in my book. But in the end, we actually live in the world as it is, as God created it, We live in a fallen world. Mm-hmm. Sin is real. Future judgment is real. Truth is real. God has spoken. And in the end, you can't just live out of your imagination. But that's mm-hmm. exactly what postmodern theology is and what it does. It creates an imaginary theology where God is in the future drawing everything into himself and things are getting better. So we can go out here in the world and look around and find the kingdom of God, whatever that appears to be. And if we join that, then we're heading toward God. That's what they say. Anybody that believes that God's going to come and judge the earth, and that what it says in Revelation is literal, and that the things in Matthew 24 are actually going to happen, that they just totally against, because they believe in the future everything is getting better, not worse.
So that in your book you say that that's the common thread that runs throughout the emergent church is what's called eschatology, which is a study of end times.
Yes.
Right? So
the one idea that they reject out of hand is that God is going to pour out his wrath on this earth, and he's going to come in judgment. They absolutely reject it. Tony Jones, the leader of the Emergent Village, says that the one unifying factor is their eschatology, their study of the ends. And their eschatology is described by Tony Jones with this phrase, "We are on a tractor beam of redemption." God is in the future. He sends out a tractor beam that's pulling world history toward himself in a saving way. So we don't have to fear future judgment, because they don't have that in their book. Every single systematic theology has to account for what the Bible says about future judgment. But postmodern, they don't believe in being systematic, so it goes away. The Bible says we're going to come under judgment. We have to have enough knowledge to be accountable. How can we come under judgment, mm-hmm. and how can there be accountability if we can't know anything? We can use very sophisticated terminology to describe ways to doubt God, and that's what this is.
This is why we need to know about this.
You need to know about mm-hmm. it, because you're watching a whole generation being destroyed right before our eyes. Mysticism, what is that giving us? Just an experience. We don't know if it's from God. What if there are demons in the world? What if there are evil spirits that are deceiving spirits mm-hmm. that are giving people experiences that they think are from God but are actually from Satan? How do these people have any defense against that? They don't. They have absolutely no defense against deceiving spirits, because they think any way that you try, the way of mysticism, any religious tradition, silence or what have you, rationality is limited, words can't do God justice. Listen, dear ones, don't be deceived by these people. God has spoken to us, and he's spoken to us using words. If God chooses the words and God speaks the words using human languages, and God is speaking about himself, then what God says tells us about God. And to say, mm-hmm. well, words can't tell us about God, you might as well say, well, God was a fool to send Jesus Christ to come and talk words to us. Didn't Jesus go up on the Mount of Transfiguration, and there was revealed in his glory, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him."
Right.
When we come to God on his terms, mm-hmm. in faith, God meets us graciously and changes our lives. They have erased the boundaries, okay? So now we don't have any boundaries for our practices. And that opens the door to just about anything. I'm doing what I want to do, and then I'm telling the God of the universe he has to meet me on my terms. I'm telling you that's rebellion. And it will bring judgment and not salvation. The church is born from the work of God, which is a supernatural work. So we can't just sit here and imagine some different church that's not grounded in the person and work of Christ, but that's what emergent is. It's an imagined church mm-hmm. that was dreamed up in somebody's imagination, not through the work of grace that saves souls. If we believe on Jesus, if we repent from our sin, repent from living for self, repent of believing vain things like are taught in this emergent church. These are vain things. Vain means useless, pointless, and unable to save anyone. We need to repent of this. It's not from God, and we need to turn to God on his terms.